Outside the Captain's Guild, the commander walked Gunnar along the concourse in the direction of the slideways.
You had a visitor this morning you didn't tell us about.
Even though Gunnar understood that Tavard was pretending to be antagonistic, he could still feel his neck getting hot.
I don't see why I should tell you about every possible customer who comes by. And you were asking about Sarah Suiza.
I told you we were interested in possible mutineers and pirates, and you sat there and didn't say one word about this man.
The commander pulled out a flat pick of the man who'd been at the ship that morning.
He's a former commander in fleet, a mutineer, the very sort of man I talked to you about.
I'm not your spy. Why didn't you show me that picture before and ask if I'd seen him?
Would you have answered?
Of course. What kind of an idiot do you think I am?
Idiot enough not to tell me about this man when he came by, and now he's escaped.
He's not on the station?
No. If you'd only used your head, we might have caught him. I want to come check out your office area, see if he left any clues.
All right. But I can tell you he didn't. He walked in, wanted passage, and we didn't have enough cabins and weren't fast enough. Yes, it's true he wanted me to take a yellow route, but old fortune's not mine to risk. And he didn't want to wait while I asked the company.
Did he say where he was going?
No. He said he wanted passage to Millicent.
Well, I hope you'll act more responsibly next time. And encourage other captains to do the same. We don't want you people being hijacked.
In the Fortune's dockside office, the commander handed Gunnar a data cube.
Good acting, Captain. Now, that really is a mutineer, and his name really is Taylor. And we do consider him extremely dangerous. We don't know if he left anyone behind to spy on this station. I wouldn't be surprised if he did. He did get away, in a yacht leased by one of the Seated families.
What? The families are in league with the mutineers?
Not all of them. But the mutineers, some of them, have tried to make contact with the families they worked for before Fleet was organized. And a disaffected family member, looking for some muscle to impose on the rest of his family, would make exactly the right employer. They have their quarrels, same as anyone else.
So this was... who? One of the Consulines?
Captain, this is not something you need to know, but it wasn't a Consuline.
And you don't know where this person wanted to go?
No, or where the mutineers wanted to go. This man may have bought his way into a mysterious death. I wouldn't trust my life to these cutthroats.
I hope, Commander, that if my routes are taking me into dangerous territory, you'll let me know.
Yes, you may be at special risk, since he knows you've seen his face. I'm hoping that this evening's little charade convinced anyone he left on guard. But once you're in space again, what's your route?
It depends. I told the Fathers that we'd be delayed here because of the troop, as we have been. And if Bethia wants to be married here, we might well be delayed longer. Tarakian Princess is bound this way. If she arrives before we leave, we may switch routes. I'd head out towards Xavier, Rotterdam, Corian, and that loop.
I'd recommend that. Now, if we could only figure out for sure where that yacht is going. They told the leasing company one thing, which almost certainly isn't true. But there's a lot of space in the Familias, if they even stay in the Familias.
Basil, when Gunnar went aboard, wanted to know all about Bethia. Gunnar put him off by telling him about the commander.
He interrupted us. Wanted to talk about that fellow who came this morning.
A criminal?
A mutineer. Very dangerous, he says. And worst of all, he got away. He's already off the station.
That's good.
Is it? That commander says he has a warship somewhere, probably somewhere along that yellow route to Millicent. On top of that, he's linked up with a rogue family member, someone rich enough to walk in and hire a fully stocked yacht at the drop of a hat. They don't know where he's gone, but they know he has money enough at his command as long as this family member is with him.
So, do they think he caught on to us?
He doesn't know. He suspects the man might have left a spy here on the station, and that he might be watching us. We played quite a little drama for any watchers, with me as the selfish captain who had been stupid enough not to tell him about this mutineer earlier.
But what about Bethia?
She'll call before they leave, she said. Probably tomorrow.
You're blushing, Gunnar.
Well, I do like her, Baz. You're right about that. But there's a lot to think about.
You're not getting any younger.
I'm not doddering along with one foot in the grave, either. I don't have to rush into things.
But the memory that he had done just that made him grin. Basil gave him a suspicious look.
What? What did you say to her?
Basil, go to bed. I am.
Brunn Meager sank into the worn tapestry upholstery of the couch in the Mahoney's living room.
Keval, are you sure this is all right? You've only just gotten the house back.
Stepan suggested it. I see you've got your father's stick.
Bruin leaned it against the couch.
So I have. Do you, does anyone, have the slightest idea what was going on and who did it?
The present idea is that Hollis wanted to talk to you in private, he and your cousin Kel. There's no real evidence except that Hollis found you at dinner and told you he'd been to the house looking for you and found police there. That didn't happen. My guess would be that he wasn't actually planning to kill you, just trying to bully you into doing something he wanted.
He wanted to go to Cerealis, he said. I can't imagine why.
To find out what your mother found?
Possibly. If he thought it was your mother's evidence that landed him in trouble.
Has anyone located him?
No, he didn't go up on a scheduled shuttle, but you know there are other ways. Does he own a shuttle?
He might have taken the family one.
Not the one at Appledale, we checked on that. But with the Grand Council meeting coming up, there are family shuttles of all sizes coming and going. He might have caught a ride with someone. We're trying to find out. And of course, he may not have tried to get off-world at all. He could be on his way back to his own place or somewhere else.
And there are a few more things for the police to do than chase one suspect, I'll bet.
Yes. Brun, we've made up the spare bedroom for you and Kate. Stepan's having his senior security staff check over the townhouse. He expects you can move back in tomorrow morning. We're covered, of course.
Brun felt both very tired and very alert.
Of course.
Have you told Kate about the meeting today?
No. I wasn't planning to.
Stepan said it wouldn't hurt, and it might take the strain off you not to be keeping more secrets than you have to.
Keval turned to Kate.
Stepan's head of our sept, the Barracliffs, and he asked Brun to become his designated heir.
The sept. I've never quite understood. Families, I understand. Is this like a sort of super family of families?
Yes, in a way.
Well, quite a step up then.
You'll like this. The one thing I had to do was to agree not to be rejuved.
My.
Yes. Power versus longevity. Take your pick. And I'm being dropped in at the deep end. He wants me to address the Grand Council formally at the next meeting. So I think I'd better toddle off to bed and get my beauty sleep.
Brun woke with a start in the unfamiliar bed. She could just make out the green and cream stripes of the wallpaper.
What? Yes?
It's me. Can you come out?
Brun looked at the time. She could have used another hour's sleep, but she was, after all, wide awake.
Coming.
She wrapped the borrowed robe around her and went out to find Keval waiting for her in his study.
We just heard. Hollis rented a yacht from All Systems Leasing yesterday. He's with a mutineer commander, and apparently rented the yacht bare. Probably crewed by fleet personnel, in other words. They requested and got a fast transit exit route and went into jump 2 hours ago.
Did they say where they were going?
Hollis told All Systems, Burkholt, and Celeste, but the same mutineer had tried to get passage on a civilian ship to Millicent. I think the question at this point is, who's in command of that yacht?
Kate appeared in the doorway.
Oh, they don't even get up this early on ranches. Found Harless, did they?
And lost him. Case of the right hand not having told the left what was going on.
He explained what they knew.
Oh, it doesn't make sense.
What doesn't?
The timing. He was at the restaurant when we were eating dinner. What time was that?
I don't know. It wasn't late. 1900, maybe?
And the yacht left the station at 22:30. So he must have run for a shuttle and then gone immediately.
Yes, that makes sense.
Except that he leased the yacht earlier. He'd had to have been on the station, then come down to the surface, then gone back up. Why? Is that even possible?
With good private shuttles, of course.
He came down to pick you up. He arranged to hire the ship, he leased the shuttle, and while the ship was being provisioned, he came down to get you.
He was going to take her away? Where?
Brun felt a chill that struck through her like a spear of ice. Had she really come so close to another captivity? But her mind went on working.
I don't want to know. Cerealis. If he took me to Cerealis, the people there would think it was me. I mean, they'd think it was all right at first, and then...
A hostage. Against your sept. Certainly against anything the people on Cerealis might do. And, Brunn, you have the family codes for the communications and data storage systems on Cerealis, don't you?
Yes, of course. Everything but Mother's private ciphers.
Would he know about hers? About your not having them?
Brunn felt a wave of panic and shoved it down.
I don't know.
Our files on him are at Appledale. We didn't bring them into town. Didn't see a reason to. He was detained, we thought.
Gentleman's detention. He wore a scan bracelet. His attorneys argued that he wasn't going to bolt, and he posted a huge bond. Anyway, he claimed to have a toothache. Apparently, his dentist took the bracelet off for him early yesterday morning. Nobody realized he'd slipped away for hours. The dentist claimed he had an emergency ahead of Hollis, and the bracelet returned a signal. The dentist's now in detention himself. They found the bracelet tucked under the cushion of one of his chairs.
Did Hollis go to Appledale?
No, we've called out there. No intrusion.
He has the family codes.
What?
Hollis. He has the family codes. Some of them anyway, the general ones, I'm sure. Unless Mother changed them when she left, but she would have thought that he was in detention. No reason to change them. And nobody's there.
The staff are. The others...
No family. No one who can change the codes and lock him out.
If that's where he's going, with a fleet warship, just changing the codes wouldn't help.
I'll bet that's how they got in the first place.
Kevil looked blank, and so did George.
Who got in? When?
Lepescu and his hunters. I'll bet it was Harless or my cousin Kel.
You could be right. Your father never did figure out why that fellow who was station master of the Pine Cone let him in. If Harless had pressured him, it makes more sense.
But now we have to stop him getting there. I'll have to go.
Brunn, you can't. You have to be here.
But Kevil, we can't just let him go in there and terrorize people.
What could you do if you were there?
Warn them, try to help them.
But she knew it would be futile. She wasn't a battle group of fleet ships all in herself. She had to give that up and do what she could for the Familius as a whole. She could warn them, that was all. Brunn suspected that Fleet would not do anything, but she had to make the attempt. Sure enough, after taking her report, the Admiral Minor on the screen shook her head.
I'm sorry, Sarah, but in the present situation, we can't detach troops to protect one world.
One rich family's playground world was the implication. After the expense of her rescue, Brunn knew she could not ask Fleet for favors.
I understand that, but you needed to know that we suspect one of the mutineer ships, or maybe more, is headed there.
Yes, I understand that, but that's a fairly isolated world with a small population. Better they should go there than attack a more populous planet. It has no manufacturing capacity, has it?
No, only light industry.
It would take them 5 years to build up a shipyard capable of producing FTL ships, and that's with stolen parts, not from scratch. That gives us time to cut them off. I doubt very much they have the resources to mount a proper system-wide defense. In the meantime, we have urgent concerns elsewhere. As soon as possible, we'll go get them.
I've already warned the population that Hollis may be coming with an armed ship. I don't want to interfere with your dispositions, but may I at least tell them you won't be coming?
Of course, Sarah. In fact, if the mutineers go there and find that out, perhaps they'll stay in what they think is a safe haven until we get there. Quite frankly, Sarah, we have no resources that could reach Cerealis before the mutineers can, if you're right about when they might have started.
Brunn wanted to rage, to kick desks and stamp the polished floor and scream, but that wasn't the way to get things done, not now.
Thank you. Do you have any idea what force of ships that man Taylor might have?
I'm sorry, Sarah. I don't have that information.